What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
The aeronautical LAD, the intellectual PYT, and the diabolical JAB, who loves original recipe from KFC with a Popeye's biscuit and a 40 of OE. How are you three enumerators doing this top of Friday morning?
It's good.
Good, good. God is good. And I'm thankful he woke me up another day to say contender number one is Jay. Yep, our very own Jayden Anthony called the homeless man from Boston that returned a backpack containing $40,000 an idiot. Well, Jay, because of that idiot's honesty, a campaign was formed called GoFundMe.com that raised over $104,000. So, Jay, on behalf of Glenn James, go fund yourself. Contender number two is also a Jayden, the son of Will and Jayden Smith. Yep. The Karate Kid is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, y'all. And Jayden said in a recent tweet that school is the tool to brainwash the youth. Mm-hmm. And belts are the tool to whoop a youth's ass. Especially for saying some dumb shiggity like that. They need a new show called Celebrity Kid Swap or something, Jay. He need his ass whooped. Contender number three, Jane Hollis. Now, I know y'all may not know that name by heart, or it may not ring a bell, but Jane Hollis is Justin Timberlake's aunt. Apparently, while Justin was on his suit and tie shiggity, Aunt Jane was on her cahoot and lie shiggity. Yep, she's been charged with 121 counts of forgery, four counts of identity theft, and two counts of property theft. Between 2000 and 2013, she's forged more than 100 checks, y'all, totaling more than $64,000 in her brother's name. Sounds like Aunt Jane is off the chain, and somebody needs to take the battery out of her life alert and tell the popo she fell over an ottoman trying to twerk. Contender number four, C.J. Ross, the judge who gave the score of 114 to 114 at the Mayweather-Canelo fight. Yeah. Well, despite Floyd beating Canelo like a red-haired piñata and winning every round heads down, Judge C.J. Ross must have been wearing those glasses Red Fox had on in Harlem Nights, y'all. Because she was looking at another fight. Well, I'm happy to inform y'all that C.J. Ross has been reportedly contacted the Nevada State Athletic Commission executive directly to ask for an indefinite leave of absence. Tom Silver J., I don't know what fight she saw, but she didn't see that one. Take you are the Bama of the week.
What?
I had to give it to him. I know he's a hometown boy. Tom, not
really?
Only did Tank show his appreciation to the money team by shouting them out, which is unheard after the national anthem. I mean, I've never saw an artist give a shout out after his performance. I mean, not even Marvin Gaye after his national anthem at the All-Star game. But Sybil, his suit was so tight. I mean, it was tighter than a henna tattoo. It looked like he had a tattoo with buttons, Sybil. I mean, all he needed was some scuba diving shoes. I saw the same suit on the divers that found those cars in Oklahoma. Shiny suit, man. Sybil, I didn't know Men's Warehouse carried a Frankie Lyman collection. Who knew? Tank, you are the Bama of the week. Money team, let's go.